Friends, the question is not whether Jesus lived and whether Jesus died. Jews and pagans don't contest Jesus as historical figure. The question above all other questions is, did he rise from the dead? And we dare to gather, and we dare to join the chorus of those who have preceded us in resoundingly saying, yes, he is risen. That's what makes all of the difference. If that did not happen, then what we are about is fraudulent and silly. But indeed, if it's true, it stands to order everything about our own lives. There is nothing more pressing than the truth of his resurrection and the divine presence and power that radiates forth from this event in a way that is every bit as real today, 2 millennia later. It's Michelangelo who's attributed with having said that the challenge in living is not setting expectations too high and failing to meet them, but setting them too low and achieving them. Sentiments that St. Paul expresses in that second reading we heard to his letter to the Colossians, when he says, let your thoughts be on heavenly things. Look for the things of heaven. Look for them in your daily living. Look for them in your struggles. Look for them in your disappointments. Look for them in your challenges. That there's something beyond what merely meets the eye and what we can experience through our physical senses. To elevate ourselves. Far too often, we are accepting a mediocrity. And there's a lot of that today. There's a lot of resignment towards misery. And we just sort of say, well, I guess it could be worse, so therefore, because it's bad, I'll just settle in. And I feel like I'm in a place where I'm stuck. The resurrection of Christ says otherwise. No less than God himself, who says, there is nothing, that is no thing, however difficult, however burdensome, however ferocious, however intense, however defeating, however confusing, there is nothing, even death itself, that can separate us from God's love. That the world throws all its ugliness at the Lord in his suffering and death, and he returns, not for vengeance, but out of victorious love made available to each and to every one of us. Friends, if the heaviness of the heart is real, or the confusion of the mind is real, I invite you simply to permit the glorified and resurrected Lord to reveal himself to you. He's God. He can handle it. Make that request. Don't allow misery or mediocrity to persist. It's time for that fullness of life for which you've been made to be experienced. So saith the Lord, that our attitude determines our altitude. And when our attitude is one of faith in the most pressing of questions, that indeed Jesus has conquered death, and that means my death and the sins that bring about my death, that he has conquered that, and that there's an elevated, exalted way to live this side of heaven. I invite you, indeed, I plead with you and I urge with you not to let it be the same any longer, not to settle in for status quo, not to be comfortable with mediocrity, but to permit the Lord to reveal himself to you and to change your state of life. And to not be afraid of Christ. giving to you no less than his very presence and power.